Okay, yeah. We're here.
You hear the Joe Rogan of Geek podcast? You just start.
Does he do that? I've only seen like 2 Joe Rogan episodes.
Yeah, it's a lot of like, are we recording?
Right now? Okay, yeah. Actually, I think the 2 episodes that I've listened to, that happened. Joe Rogan podcast is really weird.
He is the bro god.
But like the episodes itself, it's like sometimes I'll stop listening for like 5 seconds and I'll come back and I don't know what's happening at all.
You'll just tune out and you're like, what the fuck are you talking about monkeys for,
yes,
Joe?
Exactly.
You're like, you were talking about the benefits of eating meat 3 minutes ago.
I was just going to say apes.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but yeah, okay.
But he is, that's like, especially doing stand-up with a bunch of like newer guys, everyone is so crazy a Roganite, you know? Like,
really?
Yeah. They're hard Roganites.
Where is he based out of?
LA.
I figured. Everybody's out of LA, right?
Or Good New York.
Yeah. Or New York. Hi guys, this is Chris.
Hello. I'm so not useless. We get out of the gates introducing everybody. We're very official on our non-official podcast.
Chris also does a podcast. Tell us a little bit about your podcast.
We Scheme Supreme podcast, number one bus comedy conversion podcast in the world.
Right here first, folks.
Or
it's
just me and some stand-up comics.
He's a stand-up comedian.
Building a school bus to leave Miami and travel the country.
You know, I think I actually talked about your school bus thing in episode 1 of this podcast with Javi. I think it was mentioned. So if you guys have stuck around for the whole time, you are meeting the school bus owner.
Yeah. Everyone's first reaction is the same thing you said, was they go, oh shit, that's like a real ass bus. And then they go, I thought you meant like a short bus because you're retarded or whatever. And I'm just like, I don't know, man. Like, it's like, I told you a bus, it's a bus. All right, I delivered
it
on...
It is a full ass bus.
It is. It's super long.
Which is dope, though.
Yeah, no, we need the space or we would kill each other.
I think you might kill each other anyway. But
for sure. For...
At least, like, are the bathrooms going to have doors?
Yeah.
That's the plan? At least one of you guys can, like, hide in the bathroom when you're stressed about.
Yeah, our plan is to have some sort of divider in between. And, like, I'm going to go on the roof if they start getting annoying.
Yeah. Or I guess if you guys, like, go to a place that you're not doing, like, any comedy stuff, you guys could just, like, part ways for a bit and just, like, do your own thing. Well, that's probably part of
it. Yeah. If we get in a fight, they'll leave me on the bus. And they'll go just enjoy the city, and I'll just have to sit there.
Guys, Chris is blind.
Yeah, I am blind.
Like, actually, not in a meme way.
Yeah. Dude, that's the number one thing I get asked, is like, people are like, are you faking blind? The other day, sighted comedian friend doesn't look like me, goes, yo, dude, the other day at the spot we do stand-up at, somebody came out to me and was like, yo, I love when you pretend to be blind on stage. And I was just like, dog, are you serious right now? You're just getting my props?
But to be fair, you are getting a lot of notice as the blind comedian of South Florida.
Yeah. People recognize me. The other day, someone recognized me while I was walking down the street, and I was too in a panic to, like, deal with it. I was just like,
you got recognized?
Oh, I get recognized, like, a lot when I go out of Miami. Yeah.
That's so freaking dope. How does that feel?
It's cool. I don't ever really think about it. I'm always just like, oh, cool, thanks. Like, the other day I went to the smoke shop, and some guy was like, yo, like, I saw you on Instagram Live. And I was like, cool. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Because my boys are, like, especially if I'm with people who do stand-up and I get recognized and they don't, they're like, dude, I saw you at that show. And I was like, these guys were probably definitely there. You know, like, but you remember me because I'm blind. Like, I'm the only blind guy.
Yeah, you have something that makes you stick out.
Stick. I get it, Julie. I get it.
Yeah, you're welcome. That's a joke for you for later. You could copyright. But yeah, we're here. I quit my job yesterday, and that was cool.
So it's Friday, You ain't got no job.
Well, I do.
I'm gonna get you high.
I respectively put in my 2 weeks like a good person. So I
that's
left.
Good. I would have just left. You know, that's my MO.
Oh. I've been here for like 2 years now. I gotta use them for references if I use them.
Yeah,
for
yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Or else it was for nothing. If you just leave on bad terms, you're just like, well, and I've been there. I'm like, I can't even ask you guys for a reference letter. That's how shitty I was when I was there. You know, I was like, it was money while I was there, and now there's no, like, I can't get helped with it or whatever. Cause
I think it's even worse when you can't, when you feel like you can't put a job that you took so long with on a resume.
Yeah, you're just like, I'd rather leave these years blank. You know, you're like, you know what?
You don't need to know about that.
Yeah, you know, my manager at Home Depot actually hates me.
And, like, yeah, like, I always thought it was a myth about, like, other jobs calling, like, your place of work to see if you actually worked there for that time. But then, as, like, manager, I got that call for a couple of my older associates, and I was like, oh, shit, this is a real thing.
That's great. I'm glad you had that experience. So you're like, oh, shit, this isn't just, like, a
make-believe. Yeah, so now I'm, like, nice to everybody.
Now you're, like, looking at resumes you've been getting as manager, like, I've never called anybody.
Oops. Oh well. I just based it on like, yeah, because I've had to hire a couple people and like, it's just a, like a retail job, so it doesn't matter as much. But if a resume is over one page for a retail job, I'm like, nope. If it looks ugly or like, I remember seeing one time. Like,
if they're an overachiever, you're like, nah.
This
nah.
ain't for you. You're doing a real job.
Yeah, dude, this resume is trying too hard for what we're doing here.
Oh man. There was one time, though, that we got a resume of this girl who, typical Miami, let me just say, she used, like, this big-ass picture from, like, her quinceañera or something like that.
Oh, dude, that's so great.
Underneath
that's so great,
was a description of herself, like, I am fun and blah, 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 and a great worker and da-da-da. Like, and I don't think there was any work experience on it. It was a good time.
Fun is such a funny word for you to see on a resume, because you probably just go, fun, you just throw it away. It's just like, yeah, I'm going to have fun crumpling this into a ball and throwing it. I just did it as a visual thing, and I was like, wait, we're an audio medium. I just,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mimed throwing a
it's
basketball
okay. Sometimes
in.
Sometimes you just got to describe it for our listeners so that they know what we're doing. Although, most of the time, they don't care. So, it's okay.
I should be the best at this. I was, there's two comics I know have, like, a podcast or whatever.
Okay.
Shout out Mean and Sober. And they have a little following or whatever, and they have a Facebook group for it, and their Facebook group is just full of memes and stuff. And I was like, yo, Doug, why is your guys' thing, like, I get it. It's funny. You guys are being funny and silly and a little racist. But you guys are being ableist, all right? You guys don't even describe your memes to me, bro, all right? I want to describe the memes. And they were just like, Chris, we do a 3-hour-long audio podcast for you every week. And I was like, oh, that's true. I don't even listen to that one.
Oh, man. But doesn't your Siri thing, like, describe pictures and everything like that?
Nah, sometimes, but not really.
Okay.
I have, like, an app that I can, like, take pictures of specific things. Like my clothes or whatever, and it'll tell me like gray shirt. Or
do you
just
use that? Like to go dress in the morning?
No.
I figured.
No
okay.
way, dude. That's so much effort to like take out my phone and just like picture.
Do you know what shirt you're wearing right now?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's an Astroworld shirt.
It is. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. Okay.
Yeah. Because like I know my stuff. Like I know
the texture
what,
of
yeah,
the stuff.
Yeah. But there are definitely times where I'll go out and I don't have any idea of what I'm wearing for sure. I just don't care. And the worst part is like, I go out to do stand-up and I just don't care, you know, like,
man.
Like, I'm just like, I don't know, man, whatever.
Do you let the boys dress you ever?
The boys, like Brian?
Yeah.
Like, Brian would be the only one ever, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Who offers an opinion. I guess, yeah, Javier's not around to do that enough.
But Javier's also, like, a tricky thing, because, like, he could dress you probably really cool, but at the same time.
It would cost me $600? Yeah.
Or he'd be like, Chris, you look so freaking cool right now, but then you're wearing, like, pajamas.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, dude. No, I think that's the worst thing I do is just let everything I buy is just because one of my dumb friends goes, yo, dog, this is fresh. And I was just like, all right, dude, I believe you.
Yeah. Rough life, huh?
I believe you. Yo, it's fresh, dude. And then I'll just take home something I would never normally buy. It's like.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Yeah. And then I wear stuff and I'm like, oh, dude, I'm so cool, dude. I'm so fresh.
And then it's something really not cool.
I don't know.
Most of the time I feel like it's fine, right?
I had a barber do that to me. Where the whole time I was getting a haircut, he was just like, dog, this cut is so fresh, dude. This cut is so fresh. You're going to kill it with all the ladies tonight. And he just kept saying it to me the whole time. I was like, dog, I'm going to tip you regardless, bro. All right? We're like, chill out. He's like, I know you can't see it, but it's so fresh, dude. I'm killing this cut.
That's kind of gross. I would not go back to him.
I haven't yet.
Okay, good.
It's been like 6 months.
Oh, man. But, yeah, so what are your what did I want to ask? I was going to ask your bus plans, but I thought of a better question while I was asking that one.
All right, go ahead.
What comedy stuff do you do right now?
I just do stand-up around Miami.
Do you have, like, a schedule still?
No. I've been doing it a little less, but I try to do it 3 to 4 nights a week.
That's still a lot, though.
Yeah. I'm not lying to the podcast about how often I do it. No, I've been chilling out because we record the podcast on Tuesday nights and stuff. Right. So I try to do, like, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday usually. Okay. Friday and Saturday night is usually reserved for, like, book shows. That only happen, like, if someone is like, yo, Saturday night, you want to do... And that, then I'll always do those, because it's just, like, I usually have a couple weeks' notice or whatever.
Right. And with book shows, you usually get paid a little bit, right?
Sometimes.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. My mom should be able to do it. Someone's knocking at the door, and I was like, is that my job?
Oh, okay. It's okay.
I am a stand-up comedian. On the record now, officially, I am a stand-up comedian. I do still live with my mother.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, it's okay. You're 23.
Hey, I live on a bus in the backyard.
Jesus. Well, that's... I don't know if that's better or worse. Oh, man. Okay, but yeah, what's your bus plans?
Our bus plans are right now... So, we're in the middle of our remodel. We're turning it into a home. And then, so right now, we have, like, our subfloors down. And we're about to start, like, actually building in the bus, but...
You gotta do one of those HDTV shows.
That's basically. Yeah, but it's the mix of HGTV and Pimp My Ride. Yeah, you know, like. Yeah, I just want to exhibit there. That's all I want. Yeah, so we're just gonna, like, make it a really low key, cozy buzz, bro. No. We're planning on, like, putting solar panels for most of our energy, and we're probably gonna have to have a little generator. And then once we have it built, we're just going to travel the country and hopefully, like, really, like, get to, like, see the country. We're trying to, like, stay in good cities to do stand-up in for, like, a couple weeks at a time, like, really get to, like,
feel like you're living there.
Yeah for a little bit, you know. We could do a month in each city or something, you know.
In the major cities or in each city?
We're talking about, like, major cities. What are we going to spend a month in Des Moines for? You know,
yeah, like, that's what I meant. I'm like, what the hell? What are you going to do there?
But yeah, okay. It'll take us a year to get out of Florida. We're just stopping at every city. Yeah, no.
Are you, do you have, like, a route in mind? Or are you guys
kind yeah, of yeah. Thinking? All right, if you look at a map, okay, and then you Google search all the states weed is legal in, that's the map. No, I don't know. We're planning on... Everyone always asks us that. Like, where are you going to go first? It's like, Orlando, I guess? I don't know.
Yeah, like, that's the first
one. Atlanta, probably, you know?
I figured Atlanta would be there. Okay.
Right up top. Right out of Florida.
It kind of sucks. Atlanta's getting fucked.
Why? Oh, because of all the, like... Oh, all the production companies are leaving and stuff, right?
Yeah.
It's like, yo, we don't even have anything to do with these laws, dude.
I know. I was going to move to Atlanta. Maybe. And then, I don't know. When I found that out, I was just like, not anymore. Sorry.
Yeah. I knew a bunch of comics who moved to Atlanta and stuff.
Are they still, like, there and happy and all that?
A couple of them are. Some of them come back, you know? People
Really? Okay. Rough. Yeah, my boyfriend was talking about it, and he was like, I think I might move to L.A. Because, yeah, like, he wants to be an actor. I don't know if you knew this. I don't know if you know him.
No, yeah.
Okay. But, yeah.
He wants to be an actor? That's dope.
And he can't because production companies don't exist there anymore.
Oh, and he moved to Atlanta?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That sucks, yeah. They really got wrecked. Yeah.
It's Netflix and Disney, right?
Netflix was a big one. Yeah. Netflix was huge. Every Netflix show was shot there, dude.
Really?
Yeah. All those little, like, everything that had the Georgia in front of it, Georgia, or at the end of it, was just made there.
Wait, what? Yeah. Everything that had Georgia in front of it?
Yeah. Like, so in the little production company, like, teasers on a lot of things that are made, you know, like the Disney logo
oh,
and stuff.
Oh, I know.
And it has, like, a little
about.
Georgia peach. And
yeah,
says
yeah, yeah.
Georgia.
Okay. I was very confused for a second.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if Stranger Things was there, too.
A lot of things. Yeah. Like, a lot of it. Archer was made there. Walking Dead.
Yeah. Walking Dead's a big one, I know. But I don't know. Is Walking Dead still there, or are they...
I think so. I think Walking Dead is staying, because they, you know, it's hard. You have a lot, like...
Well, I saw that one of the main actresses had said that she wouldn't... That she was going to quit the show because of
so,
the location.
That's so crazy.
I know. But then again, it's like, Walking Dead kind of sucks now. So.
It does, yeah. It's like, it's just like, yeah, you're not that important anymore.
Yeah, like, it's a good time to bail out of it, if anything.
Dude, the girls in that show really thought they would be Emilia Clarke, you know?
I mean, some of them are really good.
No, I didn't mean, like, as actors. I just meant they thought they'd be that relevant, you know? Like,
I think some of them are, though, is what I mean. Like, okay, so Michonne from Walking Dead is in Black Panther.
Yeah, I would...
And she's, like, the best person in Black Panther.
For sure, Michonne is, like, the biggest one, right? You know?
I guess, and then Maggie does a whole bunch of stuff, too. She's on her own TV show now that she's, like, the main person for.
That's dope.
The guys don't get anywhere.
Well, I mean... Yeah, any of the guys... I was like, the only thing I was thinking about was Norman Reedus, and I was like, yeah, but he's Boondock Saints, like, he's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, he's his own thing. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, he's, like, he has his own TV show about riding a motorcycle.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. It just, yeah, kind of sad about Atlanta. I had hopes for that.
Yeah, Atlanta was cool for a little bit. It was,
yeah,
like, this fucking oasis in a weird...
In a weird-ass state.
Yeah, yeah. And now they're getting punished because it's got to be, like, Miami where, like, I'm sure Atlanta votes super red, don't get me wrong. But I'm sure it was liberal, because it's like Miami, where it's like...
I don't know, because I've been to Atlanta twice now, three times, and it is... It seems like it's up and coming, like, it seems very, like, lefty-ish, but I don't know.
It's
don't
just
know
a major,
so
it's just a major city, you know? Like, all major cities, because it, like, especially in a state like Georgia, where
mm-hmm.
it's like, people from all over... The, like, the South would probably be like, oh, I'm going to Atlanta to get a job, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's the big city. So those people are genuinely more open-minded than the people who just stayed in their hometowns.
Right.
So...
And then other people who moved to Atlanta
yeah.
because it's an up-and-coming city.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a lot of, like, like-minded people. But... And then you're just like, nah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's just surrounded. I mean, that's how Florida is, I feel. Like,
no,
Miami.
Florida, yeah.
So, I don't know. But Atlanta's kind of cool.
It's still dope. I'm sure it's still fine, you know? I'm sure...
It has really good food.
Yeah.
Like, really good. Every place I've had has been amazing there. I don't know. Yeah. So, what have you done today, Chris?
Oh, nothing. I woke up at 2.
What a life.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I worked. Took my mom to the airport, got Taco Bell, and now I'm here.
Yeah.
What a day. Also, guys, I'm moving to New York. I didn't mention that earlier, so I'll say that now. I'm moving in August, and I'm very excited.
Hell yeah. No, that's awesome. Like, and you're going, you should say, to try to, like, make it or whatever. Try to get into
the
entertainment industry in some way.
Trying to work for a production company.
Yeah.
I'm applying everywhere. I've applied for jobs at Marvel, like, for random ones in Disney in general, Warner Brothers, Turner, HBO, CNN. and NBC Universal and everywhere. So
yeah, you're just like anywhere. I've applied to janitor positions.
Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
That was another one.
I've met a couple people who worked for them.
For Nick? Yeah. I know one person who does, and I'm in contact with her. So that's cool. She like said I could put her as like the referral thing.
Oh yeah, do you know somebody in our industry? Yeah.
Yeah. My other cousin has friends who work for Sony and A24. So I'm like, okay. I applied for jobs with both of you. Come on. Help me out. But,
dude, that's such a funny idea of, like, the idea of, like, hardcore geek networking, where you're just like...
Oh my god, that's literally what San Diego Comic-Con is.
But, like, I mean, even just, like, in a day-to-day sense where it's like... How do I get it? The way like powerful businessmen look at golf, where they're like, "Oh, I would love to get in that guy's golf team,"
mm-hmm.
like you know, for the day. It's like, "Oh, how do I get in their Dungeons and Dragons group?"
Yeah,
you're like, I gotta figure out a way to get in there, and then I can show them my great ideas.
Geek networking is the weirdest thing on the planet because everybody is still so socially awkward. We're cool, but we're socially awkward, so it's like. You're super cool, and it's like, wow, yeah, I think you're really cool too. But then neither of you like go beyond that, and it's just like,
No,
be my friend.
Yeah, your best shot is like, you got a Discord or something, you know?
Yeah.
it's silly.
That's why, like, I don't know if this is anything, but like, I feel like Instagram is like the place for like. Networking, kind of, if that makes any sense.
Instagram's the winner of the social media war, by the way, okay?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it has been for the last, like, years now.
It won, alright? Twitter's second,
dope.
You know, for sure, though.
Twitter has, like, you have a harder time on Twitter, I think, getting a following.
For sure. Instagram's visual, dude. People fuck with things they can see, you know? They need shit to fill up their feed, you know? They're like, oh, if you're dope and you take dope pictures, you know, like, and you know, that's all you really need.
And then the moment you get featured on somebody else's page,
exactly.
You get follows from them, and then, like, I have met so many people from other people.
Even just, like, because everything you do, if you take a picture, you tag, with somebody, you tag them in it, and then their followers see it, you know?
Exactly.
And then, or if somebody takes your picture, you tag them, it's like photo cred, and then... People who follow them do it, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's all so, like, it's the main, it's for sure the winner. It's crazy. It really hacked into that part of our brain. I was just like, oh, yes. So much content. Like,
do you watch Black Mirror?
I watched a little bit of
Have
it.
You seen...
That show is super visual.
Well, okay.
For the first couple seasons, at least, for sure, like, it's like long... Like dramatic
Silence,
shots.
And
yeah.
And you're like, what's going on?
Yeah, I was just like, all right, I'm going to take a nap now.
Have you seen the nosedive episode?
No.
So that one's literally like society becomes based on your social media presence. And then like you get like stars based on your presence of like how many followers you have, how many likes you get. And like the higher stuff you get, the more likely successful you're going to be in life. Like, for example, like the 5-star people are super freaking rich, get all these, have this house and like their credit gets approved, like all that stuff. And
yeah,
stuff.
That's
so
basically
like,
what it is. Yeah.
And this girl is just like, it's her like pursuit to try to be one of the higher percents. It's a good episode. And I think it's very telling of our,
no, that's what we are.
Life.
Yeah. Followers are currency. If that,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, like you can get a
that's
job.
Awful to say, but...
You can get a job based off how many followers you have. Like if you have like $25,000 or 25,000 followers and you're not in some sort of marketing position, you're doing yourself a disservice, you know?
Guys, follow me on Instagram, please.
Because literally, like, you can just be like, what experience do you have in marketing? Oh, I run a successful, like,
Instagram page.
Yeah, that is a thing, you know?
Yeah, I've applied for so many social media marketing jobs at this thing. Because, yeah, I mean, I market the blog, I market the podcast, I market myself. So, I'm like, why not?
Oh my god, so many words. Market.
Market, I know.
You gotta be so... No, I know. I'm so bad at that. Like, I'm not, like... I really don't think like that. And I have to get better at it. My boys, at least, are a little bit more content-minded. They're the ones that are always like, oh, let's shoot this. Let's film this while we're doing it. You know, I'm very grateful that I have two content-minded people with me, because that's not me.
I know. I'm, like, I feel like I'm the opposite of that. I feel like I'm super into creating content, but for, like, seconds at a time. Like, I'm like, wow, I am so motivated right now. I'm going to write an entire book series when I get home. And by the time I get home, I'm like, I just want to sleep.
Yeah, you want to take a nap. Yeah, exactly.
So, it's rough. And then, like, I don't know. This whole, like, New York move has definitely put me more in a content creation.
I mean, you're going, you know?
That's why, yeah. I'm like, okay, it's time to hustle.
It's like, once we bought the bus, once it was, like, in my backyard, I was like, oh, like, oh, we got to go now.
It's time.
Yeah, we got no other choice.
And, like, so, yeah, I don't know. I want to definitely continue doing this podcast when I go up to New York, but it will, I feel like it'll take a hinder at the beginning, at least.
I mean, yeah, moves are hard or whatever. But yeah. Just to start doing solos, you know?
Oof, that's awkward.
It's not that awkward. It's not even that, like, I couldn't like do it. I don't think I could do it either.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, everybody, so I don't really know what I'm going to talk to you
about
today.
But just, like, no, but, like, don't do that. Just figure out what you're going to talk about first. Think about it, you know?
So more like a video essay than a podcast?
Sure. I would have called it a podcast.
Okay. Or not a video essay, because it won't be a video. But like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen those videos?
Like But even just like complain about something, you know? Like, yeah, I don't know. I listen to a lot of Bill Burr, and that's all it is with him. Like,
okay.
It's just that's his king of... He does just a podcast of just ranting, so...
I mean, I could become a YouTuber.
I mean...
And it's, like, the same thing. I just record it. But that also takes work on editing.
No, yeah. I didn't realize when I signed up for being in a bus that I was also going to have to be a vlogger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, Seb's like, yeah, we got to do vlogs. We got to, like...
It's every
day. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Content every day. Daily content.
Gross.
I know. I feel the same way.
I definitely feel, though, that, like, having a schedule is really good if you don't work a job that has no schedule.
Oh, no. Like, we haven't gotten there yet. Like, we're killing it with our once-a-week content of the Scheme Supreme podcast.
That's good. Yeah, no. I feel like such a horrible person because I lie to my viewers and
no,
every single
no.
Every single post.
I don't know if you can call it a lie. It's best intentions, you know.
It's high hopes.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, I want to get you content every week. I really want to, but I'm not.
But I'm not there yet. Yeah, it's literally like, I feel like the last three podcasts I've said, oh yeah, I think we're gonna start doing it weekly. And then on the last blog post I made, which was like 3 months ago, by the way.
Yeah.
I was like,
by the way,
posting weekly.
Your blog, like, that one is the least excuse. That's all you. That,
I know.
That's just your thoughts. It's just like,
because for a while I was like, oh, like, it has to be, like, fashion posts and stuff like that. But I'm like, yeah, no. So I wrote a blog for Sartorial Geek recently, which is a blog page that I blog for.
When you told me the story earlier, it was a magazine, okay?
It is a magazine. I told you that it was a magazine that I wrote an article for that got published, and because of that, they asked me to be a
blogger. Oh, you're right, the blog.
Boom.
It's true.
And it was about webtoons. You probably can't know what that is because you're blind.
Is it like cartoons
it's
on the web?
It's literally...
Is it like Bugs Bunny, but not?
No. It's literally webcomics on an app called Webtoons. So I made, like, a post that was just like, oh, my favorite five. Because I'm really into them right now.
Also, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
But, like, that's all that is. Just
exactly.
Find that to do every week.
I know.
What, listicles are king, Julie. All you gotta do is just go, like, oh, these are my favorite things.
My favorite things of the week.
Yeah. And you're like... Dude, that's such a funny thing. Favorite things of the week, because it could just be anything.
Exactly.
It could just
You're
be like
I had a taco.
Yeah. That bitch who fell in the subway in front of me, like,
was so funny.
Yeah.
This old man sang while I was in the subway, and it was okay.
Here, Julie's list of five things.
The life of living in New York and commuting every day.
Yeah.
To work.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to be living in Jersey. subway into the city every day, which is gonna suck probably because I have to wake up at like 6 a.m. for that. It sounds
6 a.m. Yeah.
I'm already not.
That's the life of a work. Yeah, that's like.
But you
what you've
what?
Chosen.
Yeah, exactly. If I'm working for a production company, then okay.
Yeah.
Once
you're into the industry, you're like, I will give everything for this. You know,
exactly.
you're like, I'm okay with sacrificing my body for this.
Like what you were saying earlier, like about me applying for a janitor position.
Yeah.
I haven't, but you know, maybe I
you're like, that's a good idea though.
It's
throwing away scripts or good ideas.
There you go. So, yeah. I want to start writing a book though.
Yeah, you got an idea?
I have many.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have one book idea, and
what
I've never taken... No, what are you going to steal my book idea on this podcast?
Yeah.
I have two characters written out. Not written out, okay? I have the fact that I have their relationship written out, I guess.
One of the most recent podcasts I did with Ludwin, he was talking... Because we had a third guest in that episode. I think it was episode 7. He had mentioned one of the books I want to write because I was telling him about it, but like in a comical way, because it's been this story I've been developing with Brandy actually since we were like in sixth grade. So I was telling him like the old version of it, and he was just like roasting me
hardcore on the podcast.
But also giving away my ideas. I'm like, come on, Ludwin, it's not copyrighted yet.
Yeah, you gotta dance around these things. You gotta make sure that you're roasting them with not usable information.
Exactly. Thanks, Ludwin.
Shout out to the homie Ludwin.
Yeah, he actually listens. He's probably my only friend that listens to the podcast when
he's
not in them.
How weird is it that, like, I went out with one of Andrew's friends the other day, and he was like, hey, man, I listen to the podcast. Like, I really like what you guys are doing. And I was like, like, what?
Like, Andrew doesn't even listen to the podcast.
Well, like, I knew that, but I was...
I
don't expect any of my friends to listen or watch any of the content I have, you know?
How many episodes you got out?
10. Or 11? 12? 13?
How long are your episodes?
Hour?
That's good. I'm trying to, like...
Hour 14 sometimes? Like
that's not bad. I'm trying to aim for an hour each episode, but they end up being 2 hours.
Oh, yeah? You go over? Oh, no. We'll go, like, how much time we got? Are we there yet? Because we'll like run out of stuff. But like,
really, that's my issue. Maybe I think it's the Spanish in me. I just talk way too much.
We could do it, you know. I actually sort of want us to shoot for an hour and a half.
Okay.
We're starting to like stop when we run out of steam. Like, and usually that's past an hour at this point.
That's good. Yeah. No, like. You know, we're at like 30 minutes already.
Yeah.
With this.
Yeah.
But it feels like it's been 15. And like, we haven't even gotten to like the meat of what we wanted this podcast episode to be about.
Yeah. No, so, we've been just bullshitting.
I feel like that happens every single podcast I do.
Yeah, it's just talking shit, right?
Yeah. But I mean, that's the point, right?
That's the medium I want to do the most, dude.
Endless stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
It was the whole point of this podcast, so it's okay. But yeah, that whole feeling of like your friends listening to the podcast, I've gotten that too.
We've already had our first fan offer to do something for us, and then we realized that it's not like a real thing.
What do you mean?
This guy was like coming to all our shows and stuff, and he's like, dude, I really like what you guys are doing with Scheme Supreme. He was like, I'm a pilot. I want to like take you guys on like a flight around Miami
in
a small plane. And we're like, dope, let's do it. We opened a schedule and we checked the schedule and he's like, any day. So we picked like 4:20. And,
of course.
Yeah, because, you know, we're memers.
Being high, literally.
Literally. And then he, like, the day came and we were just like, yo, so what's up? And he was just not answering us.
Oh.
And we're like, oh, man, come on.
And he's never gotten back to you guys?
No.
Okay,
no.
Yeah. Rough life.
It's all right. Yeah, it's fine. We just worked on the bus all day. Yeah, we have the problem of we saw this guy, like, and like all of our fans come from us doing comedy.
I was gonna say, like, that's another good thing. At least you guys have like a live presence as well.
Yeah, but we don't plug.
Oh,
we don't.
What? Why not?
Yeah. We never plug. Like, I've never seen any of us, like, I've done it probably the most, where at the end of it I go like, yeah, we're building a bus, follow us at Scheme Supreme. But it really only works better if all three of us are on the show.
Okay.
Or, yeah, like, if I did it, I guess I could do it, you know, like, if I had a good show. We all could do it, but we don't. It's just weird to, like, it's just like a, we don't think we're those guys, but we know people who do shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
Who, like, hey, I have a podcast, follow it at this, you know?
I mean, I
yeah, we just don't do it, like, on stage, you know?
Okay.
Like,
I did it in the magazine article, because I felt like...
You plugged yourself in an article? Lit.
Hell dude. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Instagram and all.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Kind of cool, though.
When people ask for my Instagram, I just direct them to Scheme Supreme now, because I'm just like... At Scheme Supreme _, by the way. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Because, well, I have an Instagram, but it has no pictures and, like, 200 followers. I'm like, you guys were just following account of a blind person.
Yeah. See, I might be following you. I don't remember. But at the same time, maybe I should unfollow you just so I could have my ratio.
Oh, you better? Yeah. No, I look, like, cool. Because I'm, like, following 10 people because it's Instagram, you know? Because it's a visual medium, and I just have followers.
I think my ratio right now is, like, I have 785.
Followers?
Yes.
Lit.
I need more.
Yeah.
I want to get to 1K so bad.
Well, yeah.
And then I follow, like, 550.
But, like, see, that's so foreign to me. Like, I don't even, like... I don't even sort of think about that sort of stuff. Like,
I mean, maybe that's better, though. Maybe you get more when you don't think about it as much. Because, like, I feel like I strive for it a little bit.
Scheme Supreme, like, we're working on it and stuff, and I think Scheme Supreme is only at, like, 400 or 500.
Okay.
I think we're only at, like, 400 followers.
My thing, too, is, like, I don't want to be schemey with my... It's like, I don't know if you know the trick.
Good verbiage.
You know the trick... The whole, like, follow a bunch of people to get
and
the
follow
back
and then
unfollow.
No, yeah.
I don't want to do that. That sounds really shitty.
No, that's just... dude, that sounds like way too much effort, too. Like,
yeah, exactly. You gotta keep track of all the freaking people you followed.
Nah.
So, nope. I don't want to do that. I know a lot of people. That happened to me when I started the Star Wars podcast. This other Star Wars podcast was trying to grow their followers, and they did it to me. And I got super excited because it was, like, a pretty well-known one. And then they unfollowed me.
Dude, that's the funniest part about this is we put a lot of our hashtags into, like, you know, bus life and van life and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And do you understand that the van life and bus life demographic of people is, like, very nice people,
you
know?
Not the people you're going for.
And then it's just like, yeah, we're a great, wholesome bus conversion podcast. And then, but, like, if you just listen to our, it's just garbage, you know? Like, it's just us... being offensive and just doing what we think is funny, you know?
Okay.
We're talking about, like, how it's just going to be such an interesting, like, having to get along with, like...
each other?
Like, bus people, I mean.
Oh,
just
okay,
like,
okay.
Just like, oh, yeah, we already had a bus person blow us off. Like, because my boys, like, watch all those videos and shit to, like, try to be a part of the community. So they'll watch the big bus videos. And one guy was like, in Miami, and we were like, yo, like, you want to, like, meet up for a podcast? And he just ghosted us.
Really?
Yeah.
Sad.
And we had another guy tell us we had our head up our asses.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And,
maybe you guys do.
But he just actually meant it in, like, it's not actually that like, he was like, nah, just get on the road already. And we're like, dog, we're building a bus still, all right? Like,
oh, okay. Like, you guys are taking too much time to do small things. Well, I guess they're not small. They're pretty damn
big. Everything is big. Everything is big. And pretty good considering my they're learning how to build a bus off of YouTube. They have, with no construction experience or anything, you know, just YouTube and our dads, basically.
Yeah.
Like.
And are your friends, like, car people at all?
No. No.
So that's even worse because, like, they have to figure out car stuff.
They are comedians. You know?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, yeah.
We wake up to go to work on our bus. Some days it's 3 o'clock before they get out here. And I'm like, bro, it's been the whole day.
Oh.
And they're like, hold on. We got like 5 hours before the sun goes down.
Well, to be fair, you woke up at 2 o'clock today.
So yeah, no, exactly. No, we're all this bad. Listen, I'm not like, we're all the same level of shitty.
My biggest fear is that I get to New York and, like, I don't find a job for, like, months.
No,
going to sleep at 8 in the morning, waking up at 3 in the afternoon. person.
Yeah. Hey, that's me, dude. You got a problem with that person? That's how I, like, picked my career. I was like, what can I do this with? Stand-up comedian and bus person? Sure. Yeah. Fuck jobs. No, no.
I need money.
Yeah, no, that's definitely, jobs are important, all right? I've accepted the fact that I'm going to be really, really, we're going to be
super poor
on a bus. We're going to be homeless, but like in style, yeah, you know, like
I've been like stressing out what I'm going to do like for July for money. And then I was like, I'm going to sell my pops.
Oh yeah. Your figurines and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not pops. Your dad.
And I, so like, because of my job, like I found people who, you know, work, do that. Like I know a guy who, that is literally his job. That's all he does, and he's fine. He makes great money. He doesn't need to do anything else. So I was contacting him about it, and he's like, oh, so you have, like, these two pops, and they are both worth, like, $100 for, like, one of them. So put on eBay.
Yes, sweet.
And then based on, like, the five that he told me I have, like, I can probably make, like, $350 to $400 just on those five.
And then you're like, cool, cool, cool.
Yeah, I'm like, well, okay, now I know what I'm doing for July.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a sneaker selling.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a reselling.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to sell, like, old clothes, too, for, like, $5 a piece or something like that. So if you listeners are interested in that, please follow me at Infinity Jewels, and I'll post about it there.
Julie's Closet. It's like a charity, but the opposite.
Yeah, you pay me. I guess that is a charity. To me.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so Chris and I originally started doing this, wanted to do this episode because Endgame came out, like,
two months ago at this point.
And I really wanted to do a podcast about it, but nobody in my, like,
it took a blind person to ask to do an Avengers podcast with her.
Nobody in my immediate circle, like, cares about Avengers, which really sucks, but yeah, and then, like, Ludwin doesn't watch it. Javi watched it, and he loved it, but he probably doesn't know enough about it to do a podcast on it and, like, nerd out about it. Kat moved. Shout out, Kat. So, yeah, now we're here with Chris. It's, like, 2 months later, but you know what? You guys are getting an Endgame podcast anyway.
Yeah, she's really bottom of the barrel here. She's like, all right.
I take what I can get.
All the side, yeah. All right, all the sighted people are off the list. I guess I'm going with Chris.
I mean, no, this is cool. This is cool. I've never had a comedian on my podcast before. Luna likes to pretend he's one, probably. And Javi.
Javier thinks he's funnier than me, for sure.
Yeah. Ah, fuck you, Javi. Right. Yeah, so what did you think of Endgame?
I thought it was really great. I thought it was such an awesome ending for everything. There wasn't anything I thought was too, like, I didn't like about it. Like,
yeah.
My worst criticism of it, I was like, they may reference other movies too much.
Okay.
Because I just think that's just movie writers jerking themselves off.
Yeah. Like, I got that a little bit, but not so much about, like, them referencing each other. Just more so that they were, like, doing the same plot. Like, the whole, like, oh, we have to go back to the past to get back to the future to do the correct thing and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was cool, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I thought that was funny, and Paul Rudd's great, you know?
Yeah, I love Paul Rudd. But I felt like such, like, a big portion of the movie was on that.
I thought it was funny, but it was very good. Like, awesome. There was a moment at the end. Right after Doctor Strange snaps everyone back or whatever,
uh-huh,
through the portals, that I thought that it might have actually been the first time since I went blind that I was like, damn, like that scene, you know, that was such the moment of, like, that is that poster basically of just like every Avenger coming in, you know,
that poster is X-Men and the Avengers.
It's the ultimate Avengers. All right. Sport. Yeah. It's everybody. To everybody,
but they're all happy. It actually looks exactly like it, so you could just picture that scene.
Yeah, that's sort of, but it is, but that was it, and I was like, damn, that was the payoff. It was all for this, and just like,
oh my God,
everything.
I'm getting chills right now.
The fact that every moment led up to this point was so great, you know?
My favorite my favorite aspect of the scene was Anthony Mackie saying, like, on your left, when he first, first were coming in, I was like, I'm gonna cry right now. That was good.
Yeah, no, that was, it was so, such a, like, yes, dude, like, a visceral, like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yes, completely. And visually it was great, to tell you about it. it was cool, yeah. I don't know, everybody was, like, in their suits, and everybody was, like, angry, but also, like,
ready, cool, yeah,
ready
yeah,
to
yeah,
fight,
yeah.
Like, I don't really know how that worked when you think about it, because, like, they were snapped back into existence or whatever, then the portals opened. And yeah. then,
Doctor
like,
Strange
like
came
they
through,
all
yeah.
just, like, instantly knew that they were gonna fight Thanos again? Like, what the, like, how did that happen?
You know, no, I think it was, like, so they walk through the portals, and then they're at, like, you know, at Disneyland, those waiting rooms before the rides.
Okay.
And a bunch of Doctor Strange on the TV, basically, were like, all right, Avengers!
So, to catch up, yeah, yeah. This is what has happened in the last 5 years we've been gone.
Stay to your left, keep your hands inside the portal at all times.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
It's canon.
Yeah. That's no, but I loved and like I can't wait for Far From Home.
Oh my god, I'm so excited.
Very ready for that.
Oh my god, that movie's gonna be nuts.
What
not
if,
nuts, but like
because obviously so how spoilery are we allowed to get, dude? Do we
oh,
care?
Oh, man, fucking spoil it. Sorry.
All right. But, like, obviously, you know, Iron Man and Captain America, they've been around the longest, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're a little tired of playing these characters.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Fantastic endings for both of them, for sure.
My only thing with the Captain America ending, and I feel like most people wouldn't agree with me, I was a little upset that... Oh, man. Maybe I'm wrong. No. Okay. They didn't use Chris Evans as old Captain America.
Oh, it was like a different guy?
It was like a different actor. From what it looked like. Maybe they enhanced it like...
I thought it was the same guy, to be honest with you.
Well,
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I think that makes me more relevant. His voice sounded very Captain America-like.
You thought... Okay. I mean, maybe it was. It didn't look anything like him, in my opinion. Like
but
the
maybe,
face and stuff.
It's probably...
But
yeah.
maybe it was, and it was just, like, super, super enhanced.
Prosthetics and stuff, yeah.
Yeah. But that's all I wanted. I would have been a little bit happy.
Yeah, that's a little nitpicky.
I also, as much as I wanted Falcon to be Captain America, I wanted Bucky to be Captain America.
Yeah, Bucky would have been dope. All right, and he is now Blacked in America, okay?
Okay, there you go.
No, he's dope. Falcon's going to be cool running around, with, like, flying around with a shield.
And I wonder, like, how much he's going to be in it, though, too.
I think, yeah, I don't know. After that first episode of Black Mirror this season, I was like, yo, are they still going to use him? Are they okay with this scene?
I mean, you know what? Disney's getting very...
Progressive,
dude. Progressive, yeah, they're fine.
Jessica Jones, dude.
I thought, to be honest, I said it in another podcast, I almost thought for a second that they were going to do the Bucky Captain America thing.
Yeah,
I thought that,
that
would
have been cool. That would have been cool.
I would have been about it. It would have been a good
yeah,
example.
just
America.
the like the metal arm holding the shield or whatever.
Oh no, I'm talking about them being gay. But yeah,
oh.
Sure. That too.
No, that's a different. Now I'm picturing something else with the metal arm. That's way different.
No, stop. It was wholesome before. Why'd you ruin it?
I'm sorry. That's my job. Take things too far.
But yeah, what do you think of the new Spider-Man? Do you have any theories?
I love new Spider-Man. Like, I love the guy who plays him.
Tom Holland, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I can't believe he's British. Why are all our Spider-Men British, dude?
Toby's not British.
I know. But, yeah, we don't count that as a Spider-Man. Dude, I had to listen to my friends on the Scheme Supreme podcast. Uh-huh. Plug. I had to listen to them say that X-Men 3 and X-Men Origins Wolverine were a good movie the other day.
No fucking
and
way.
I was like, you guys are retarded.
You know what I realized after? That Game of Thrones writers were the same writers for X-Men Origins Wolverine.
The last Game of Thrones writer?
Yeah.
Oh, that explains why I hate that episode too.
And you know
I didn't
what?
Know that.
they are making the new Star Wars movie.
I'm not watching that movie anyway. Yeah. Oof. That's not true. That's not true. I'll give it a shot, but I don't. And we can fight about this if you want, but I think Last Jedi and Last Jedi especially sucks.
Really?
I hate Last Jedi.
I liked it so much, but I understand. I think
it's the same movie. It's like they're just trying to do
Last Jedi
and Empire.
Nah, I don't think so. You think so? I think Force Awakens and A New Hope definitely were...
They're the same, yeah.
Yeah, those two definitely. But this one, I think, is a little bit different. I think... Okay. There are some arguably bad scenes in it. Like, the whole thing with Rose and Finn was pretty whatever.
Yeah.
Like, didn't need to be there. They could have done other stuff. And then I feel like there's a lot of, just, like, decisions that they made were really bad. But I think the whole, like, premise of the main two characters was dope.
You have to take my opinion with a grain of salt because I can't see visually how fucking cool it is. So I guess it is an action movie that I am judging off of purely script.
But I think that's also okay to do. Because it's not just an action movie. It's not, like, a Fast and Furious
movie. It's a space opera.
Exactly. It's a fucking, like, movie. With all the symbolism and crazy shit, so.
I'll watch it. Like, I'll finish it, you know? Like, I'm, you know? That was something I felt with Endgame, by the way. I was, like, cool. I finished my arc.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, they're gonna redo it, but, you know, whatever.
But I was like, if I don't pay enough attention to the next phase, I won't care. You know?
I feel like I'm going to care regardless just because it's Marvel and whatever.
No, for sure. I definitely...
But I know what you mean.
Where I'm just like... I'm so glad I got to, like, watch this whole thing from start to finish.
And be a part of it. Like, yeah. Be a part of, like, when the first one came out.
Like, when the first one came out, it was me and the homies. It was 10 people at a Kendall Regal Village, dude. Mm-hmm. Buying an entire row, we paid all together, and it was like $113.
Didn't William pay?
And William dropped to his knees.
I remember
he just
that.
Like dropped to his knees and was like, "Oh God," you know. And then every other like,
and that was so cringy.
Yeah, we were just like, William, what the fuck, dude? You know, like, because he's a crazy Asian who just like acts out and stuff. Like, he doesn't really care. He's very silly. He's a very silly boy.
He is a very silly person.
Yeah. He doesn't think he is, but he's very silly. But yeah, like, and getting to watch them all, like, you know, like, most of them, and like, in the theaters with your, like, with your friends, and then just to finish it, and fucking Infinity War Part 1 is my, like, the fucking greatest movie, dude.
I like Infinity War better than I liked Endgame.
Yeah, because just the ending of just... nothing, you know?
Yeah.
You lose. Like, that is just the greatest ending, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just,
and then, like,
we lost.
And they were coming
There's
together.
Nothing else.
They were coming together still, so it was still cool to see that, but it was, since it was in smaller groups, like, you got to see the characters actually being able to interact.
Yeah.
Unlike in Endgame, where they were just, like, all there, and then you kind of just had to, like...
Yeah, you got some good moments or whatever, but it was everyone, yeah.
Right. I hope Thor is going to be in the new Guardians, I'm hoping.
Oh, yeah, no, he is. As Guardians of the Galaxy is a real thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah. Fat Thor, though, you know? We're just going to keep Fat Thor.
Yeah, let's see.
That was so funny. That's such a funny character choice. I think it's interesting that they've chosen Thor to give all this comedic stuff to, you know?
Ragnarok was so fucking good.
And Ragnarok's very funny, dude. Ragnarok
it's freaking
is
the best director on the planet, Taika Waititi. My favorite.
For real, yeah.
Yes, he's the best.
That movie is very funny, dude. It's perfect.
Do you know that director?
No, what else has he done?
Okay, so do you know What We Do in the Shadows?
Yeah.
He did that. And he was in that. He was one of the main vampires in it.
That's cool.
He also acted in Ragnarok. He was... God, I forgot his name. The guy who says "piss off, ghost." He's like one of the cellmates, and he's just like, "Hello."
Oh, okay, yeah.
He's cool. Anyway, yeah, the humor in Ragnarok was very Taika, so.
It's perfect, dude. It was just like strongest Avenger, like.
Not only that, but
powerfulest Avenger.
That was good. Yeah. I just feel like Taika needs to write more Avenger stuff, and then Thor was perfect in that movie.
Thor is perfect. He killed it. Hemsworth is a good at that, you know.
Yeah, but like the first two Thors kind of sucked. Like,
Yeah. Ragnarok is fucking amazing. Yeah.
Like, I have done this, but like, if I was telling somebody what Avengers movies to watch to try to like see the whole thing, I would probably tell them to skip Thor 1 and 2. Especially Thor 2.
Thor 1. I'd let them watch Thor 1. You know?
Yeah, like, because you get the premise and all that stuff. But like, Thor 2, like, yeah, it's needed because it has one of the Infinity Stones, but like,
I never saw that movie. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
See?
It's not that important.
You get it. You get that that's a stone.
Yeah, yeah. And you see him murder his daughter anyway to get it. You know, right?
Yeah.
That's the same stone?
No, that's not the same stone. The stone... We actually don't even see how he gets the stone. Oh, yes, we do. What are we talking about? The collector gets it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, and I like... You know, Chris Pratt playing off Hemsworth and shit. Like, those are...
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's perfect. It's just, like, Hemsworth is the guy. And like, you really get to see, like, Star-Lord be the most Andy Dwyer he could possibly be. You know? Like where he's just like, no, I'm in charge. You know? Like, yeah, he's very silly, like...
That's why people hated Star-Lord in Infinity War. But, like, at the same time, he was a good... Like, I don't know. It freaking makes sense why he reacted the way he did when they were trying to do the Thanos thing. He just found out his freaking girl died.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah, yeah. Everything had to happen, you know, like...
The way it did,
yeah. It was perfect.
Plus, I mean, yeah, that was the 1%.
The 1%, yeah. This is the one reality, yeah. Where you're just like, all right, Doctor... Thanks for spoiling it for us.
I know. I mean, I had a feeling that that was what it was, but...
To get back to Endgame, I love the fact that it started 5 years. That it wasn't immediately after. I love that, dude. Because,
yeah, it made it settle in.
That they lost, dude.
Freaking Ant-Man's daughter grew up.
Yeah.
That was rough. Now we have to figure out in Far From Home, like... Why they're all fucking in high school still? Did they? Because I'm assuming.
Oh, that's such a good.
I'm assuming because so many people disappeared, like you just kind of pick up where you left off.
Yeah, you're like.
But now that leaves the question of like, okay, did all of like the main Spider-Man friends like disappear?
Get zapped. Yeah.
Like his Hawaiian friend. Is he Hawaiian? I think so.
Wow, that is racist.
No, it's not.
That is so racist.
On Instagram.
Oh yeah, you think he's Hawaiian for real?
I think so. Oh, after,
okay.
Yeah,
I think his race in the movie is just black. Like, I think it's just.
Chris, you can't see.
I can't see it, but he's Wade. What are you talking about?
He's not black.
All right, listen. First of all, in my head, he is Wade from Kim Possible. All right.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah.
He actually kind of looks like a Hawaiian Wade.
Okay.
And then, MJ. I wonder if she got zapped too, because she's the same age.
Yeah, she's the same age. Yeah, you know, they were like, we filmed the movie.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't know.
So, you know, I'm excited. I feel like there's going to be moments when I'm going to cry because of, like, Tony and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it'll be cool. I'm excited. Excited for Mysterio. Surprised Jake Gyllenhaal, like, agreed to do a superhero movie.
I'm down.
He seems like such a pretentious guy that like he wouldn't.
What?
Do that.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Gyllenhaal's the man, bro.
He seems pretentious as fuck.
Nightcrawler is such a good movie.
I guess I see when I like imagine Jake Gyllenhaal. That's what I imagine now. Like his role in Nightcrawler. So I'm just like, yeah, he's probably an ass in real life.
No way.
Like in a cool way. But,
I'm,
you know.
Yeah, I'm excited for Mysterio because he's like a little like, yeah.
He's a complex villain, because he sometimes isn't a villain, but most of the time he is.
Yeah, he just shows up in just House of End plots and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're like...
I forgot what, like, story arc I read, where, like, Mysterio was like, hey, yeah, Spider-Man, I don't want to be bad, so let's be friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like that happens a lot with him. But, yeah, I'm super excited. Comes out in, like, 2 weeks, right? Yes, it does. 3 weeks?
Two or three? I think it's July.
Somewhere in
I think
the middle,
it's in July.
It's July 2nd, so
yeah.
It's like in the middle of 2 and 3 weeks.
I am really excited, though. Because Tom Holland kills it. It's the funniest Spider-Man, for sure. He's the most wisecrackingest.
He's also, like, the best Peter Parker.
He's the nerdiest Peter Parker. He makes references to things that I would know, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the first Spider-Man Homecoming, when he's, like, swinging around the city talking to Wade, and they're like, where is he? And he's like, oh, he's, like, on 78th by the GameStop on 59th. And he's like, oh, dude, that's exactly how I would do it, dude. Right? Yeah, that's exactly how I would use it. You know, like, oh, no, dude, the GameStop where we got that game. Oh, yeah? All right, yeah. That's where we're going.
I feel that completely.
Yeah.
I also am looking towards Spider-Man as my my motivation to move to New York.
Oh, Spider-Man?
Yep. did you get to see Spider-Verse?
No, I haven't seen it yet. I'm trying to see it. Yeah.
Spider-Verse is so... I think Spider-Verse might be my favorite Spider-Man movie.
I've heard that. I've heard Spider-Man's just like the greatest movie ever created.
Peter B. Parker is probably my favorite iteration of Peter Parker ever. It's just so good.
Yeah.
In every aspect. It sucks that you can't see it because the animation...
It is. I've heard that it's like visually the like so crazily drawn.
Yeah.
So awesome.
They do things where like... God, I've explained this before and it is really technical, but they use a much slower like frame rate for when they like animate Miles Morales. Like they do one frame per second instead of two frames. So...
Almost looks like a cartoon or like a
comic,
yeah,
kind of, but it's really cool because like they'll have him in the frame, but then they'll also have like Peter Parker in the frame going at 2 frames per second. Huh. So like you see how smooth he's swinging, whereas like Miles, you feel it like lacking just because of that.
That's cool.
It's super dope.
Yeah, because it's him like learning how to be Spider-Man and stuff,
and like learning how to swing around and being super bad at it, and
yeah,
it's such a good movie though.
And John Mulaney is Spider Pig.
Yes,
I do know that.
I said that to somebody the other day, and they were like, "Who's John Mulaney?" I'm like, "What?"
Yeah, no, people don't realize John Mulaney is the shit, and he's like, he's big too. Like,
he's
like,
huge. That's why I figured like everybody knows him.
No,
like,
no,
what?
Comics are a weird thing. Like comics, you think they're bigger, and people just don't know who they are. People don't care about stand up. Like,
okay, I guess that's fair.
Because it's such a niche thing, so it's like, yeah, you know, you've never seen his special or something. It's like, it's not that hard to miss
his name.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then Nick Cage is in it too.
For real? I didn't even know that. Now I'm gonna watch the movie.
He's Spider-Man Noir.
That's awesome. That's hilarious.
I don't know if you know him, but oh wow, I forgot his name. Never mind.
I forgot that. I've been hearing a bunch of like, I've heard that it's just like really great that it has a super like New York hip hop feel to it.
Oh,
too.
It
like,
does. That's what I love about it.
There's a lot of hip hop references and stuff.
I listen to the music, like the soundtrack for it.
The soundtrack
all
was
the
great.
Time.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It is safe for work, so I get to play it at work, and
yeah,
it's cool because it's rap.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
Which is not usually safe for work.
Yeah, you're like cool.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
It's such a good movie. Like every single thing about it is like, whoa, and even to the point where like, you know, like, the premise of it, right?
That Spider-Man dies.
Okay, yeah, so, cool. So that Spider-Man that dies, like, I feel like comic book fans, like, will really appreciate it. Because, like, when I was watching the movie the first time, I didn't know that the premise was that, like, another guy was going to come in, another Peter Parker was going to come from an alternate dimension. So, Peter Parker from, like, the dimension that we're watching is blonde and blue-eyed, and I'm like, Peter Parker is one of the only brown-haired, brown-eyed superheroes we have. Like,
yeah.
What are they doing? This is animated. They could do that so easily. And then the Peter Parker that you see in the movie is
brown hair.
Yeah.
He yeah, it's really cool. I forgot what I was about to say.
It's okay. And then the way they do the villains is cool too. Like, Doc Ock is his wife.
Now I remember the point. That what really? That's cool.
Yeah, like Liv, whatever. Liv Octavius, I guess. No, whatever. She's Doc Ock.
She's Doc Ock. It's cool that Marvel. That's what I was gonna say. It's cool that Marvel finally entered the ring that DC was dominating. Was like that they already knew what DC already knew was like, we can make animated features with dope stories that we might not be able to tell with
movies
with just like live action movies, Like, DC's been doing that forever, you know?
Right. Well, to be fair, this one is Marvel, but it's still Sony. Because Sony has the rights to Miles. That was the whole thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, man, they hit it out of the park.
In this movie, in...
I like good movies.
In Far From Home, there's a moment in the trailer where somebody says, like, oh, like, you've opened, like, the gate to, like, this alternate universe.
Yeah.
And everybody's theorizing that they're somehow gonna connect the Spider-Verse to it.
Oh, yeah?
I'd love to see, like, Miles and Peter somehow interacting.
That would be a weird one. I think they're just going to use it to scapegoat mutants in. Like, that's what they're just going to, like...
Mutants in? That's your theory?
Yeah, they're going to use this to, like, open us up to X-Men.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I would love that. I told you my theory about Rogue, right?
Yeah, that she wants to do... Tell your theory to the podcast, Julie.
Okay, to the podcast. My theory is that, apparently... Rogue was, like, I mean, we all know, Rogue was a villain at the beginning when she was introduced, and apparently the reason why she has, like, her flight and, like, a couple of other of her powers was because she held on to Captain Marvel for a little too long. So my theory and hope is that in, like, one of the sequels to Captain Marvel, she'll be the main villain, and then it'll be, like, whole... Oh, I'm just kidding, I'm not really a bad guy that much. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I didn't... Magneto told me to,
I'm not really that bad, okay, just misunderstood. And then she gets her own standalone movie, and then the sequel to that standalone will be Rogue and Gambit.
If they just built X-Men like Avengers?
Yes.
That'd be really cool.
But also, like, Rogue and Gambit are two of the most popular and coolest Marvel characters, X-Men characters, and they have, like, shit representation in the movies.
You don't fuck with, like, that blonde girl from the first X-Men?
That is Rogue?
Yeah, I think she
could have done really well, and it really sucks because that actress has, like, the Southern Belle accent.
Yeah.
But they didn't do that.
What do you mean? You don't like the scene at the top of the Statue of Liberty? Like, or the senator walking into the ocean?
What about a Gambit in... X-Men.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, I forgot.
We could always get that Channing Tatum Gambit.
Yeah, that was supposed to be a movie, right?
I don't want that.
Yeah, he's so not Gambit.
Mm-mm.
Nah, he's not smooth enough. He's like a fucking bra. He could be Colossus, you know?
There you go, yeah. He'd actually be pretty good as Colossus.
Yeah.
I have a fan casting for him, though. For Gambit. I think the guy would do well. Have you seen Penny Dreadful?
No.
Okay, good show. You should watch it. It's on Showtime? But anyway, the main actor from that, I think, would be perfect for Gambit.
That'd be cool. It'd be cool to see some, like, some more X-Men stuff.
That's about fucking time traveling and...
I heard Dark Phoenix is terrible,
trash.
But I want to go see it. I want to go see it, though.
I think I'm going to go see it with my dad this week. Or maybe not. I don't know. But I don't know. I love Sansa.
Yeah.
But I'm a little annoyed that, so, you can't see, so I'm gonna tell you. They put a very similar outfit on her.
To what she wears.
To what the Jean Grey Phoenix person in Last Stand wore. Like,
okay.
That leather jacket.
Red and, like...
The red leather, but, like...
Like, almost like a trench coat.
Like, I'm a 90s grunge girl.
Yeah.
Ugh. They put that, like, almost like same outfit on Sansa.
Yeah, dude, she's emo, dude. Like, I don't know...
No! They could have done so much cooler. Or they could have freaking put her Phoenix outfit on her.
Oh, the red, yellow, and green?
Well, not the green, but yes.
Yeah.
The red.
Yeah.
It would have been way cooler. You know, I haven't seen the movie yet, so I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I don't like... Kenny was like, I'm not gonna go see it. And I was like, I don't know, man. It's just an X-Men. We gotta go see it, you know?
Yeah, right? You gotta see the movies.
Yeah, I gotta see it. It already tanked at the box office, you know? You might as well help it.
Aww.
It made $30 million on a $200 million budget.
Jesus. It's also the last one, so, like, they don't even have to worry about it doing well. I mean, they do, but...
It would have been nice.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't have to worry about it doing well enough to, like, make a sequel for it.
It would have been nice, though, you know?
Like, a good send-off. Like, goodbye, X-Men. We were happy to own you.
I'm excited. Yeah, no, they weren't. I'm sure they were happy to do it, but, like...
I'm sure they're very okay with the fact That it didn't do well because they are probably rolling in money from Disney.
First Class is dope, though. And
First Class was cool.
I like First Class and the follow-up to First Class. I don't know which one that one is.
Wasn't the follow-up?
Days of Future Past.
I didn't like that one.
I like that movie. I think it's fine.
The whole Kitty Pryde sending people into the past thing was pretty whack.
Yeah, I like Genosha. Any like, Genosha Sentinel shit, I'm down with, dude. Okay. I want that shit to be dope.
Tyrion was pretty dope in it.
Yeah.
Call everybody by their Game of Thrones.
Yeah, dude. We brought up three different Game of Thrones actors.
Oh, man. And I feel like, yeah, I don't know. So far, out of all the X-Men movies, my favorite has been Logan.
Logan's amazing, though. Like, Logan's...
Yeah, fucking X-Men super great. Fuck shit up.
Yeah, Logan's super great.
And I liked it more than the Deadpool movies, too.
Yeah.
Let me
say. Yeah. But it's a more serious movie, you know?
Yeah, but it still had that same feeling, you know? I guess just because it was rated R.
But Logan feels like a more, like, serious movie, you know?
Oh, yeah, definitely. My like, mom doesn't like it because he dies at the end.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so it's... Oh, spoilers.
Listen, if we don't care about spoiling Endgame, we shouldn't care about spoiling Logan. That movie came out 3 years ago. That movie's really fucking good, though, dude.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he just dies. Once again, just good ending.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't know, I feel like, yeah, sometimes people need to die in order for the franchise to not end, but, like, move on.
Oh, man, tell that to Game of Thrones, dude.
Well.
More people need to die.
Yeah. It's over now, so that doesn't matter.
Yeah. That show made me mad.
But I mean, not that many people died in Endgame either.
You're right.
But then again.
But everyone died in fucking Infinity War, so yeah. I'm cool with it, dude.
The deaths that did happen in Endgame were, like, upsetting, though.
Yeah.
For me. Like,
yeah.
I felt like I missed Vision when he didn't come out, and I missed, who else fucking died?
Oh, you know, like.
Black Widow, I guess.
Gamora.
Oh, Gamora, yeah. Never mind.
Yeah.
Forget Black Widow. Yeah. I missed Gamora and Vision. A lot. And Loki. Oh my god, of course. That's the one.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But I didn't care about the Black Widow thing too much.
No, I thought it was nuts. Aren't we getting a Black Widow movie still?
Yeah, that's why
it's like old, right? It's like, I guess it's pre...
Well, we're guessing, but I don't know if it's like confirmed that it's like a prequel or not. I mean, it would make sense based on...
I would assume so. Yeah. Her being dead.
But then again, you know what? That Disney streaming thing, they're doing a TV
show.
For Loki. They're doing a TV show for Black...
doing a Loki TV show?
Yeah. Apparently, Tom Hiddleston, like, signed on for it and everything already. And it's supposed to be that...
crazy, dude.
Alternate universe Loki that takes the Tesseract. It's supposed to be based on him.
Yeah.
And then Scarlet Witch and Vision are getting their TV show.
Yeah, that's
which
cool.
Which means they bring Vision back to life, which is dope.
I mean, everyone... You know, it's a Marvel thing.
I know.
No one stays dead.
And then, you know, we're getting Guardians of the Galaxy 3. So, Gamora might be around.
I've never gotten more mad at anybody when they fired those guys.
Oh, yeah.
That was the most...
They, like, rehired them, though, right?
I believe so.
James Gunn?
I believe so. James Gunn is the guy's name, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so messed up, dude. This is jokes. It's just a tweet. It's, like, from years ago. Like, someone was digging. No one was actively offended. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. But, like, that stuff you gotta be careful with. Because, like... Oh my god, I always forget his name. Chris. The guy who made Nerdist. The guy who is
Hardwick?
Nerdist. Chris Hardwick. Okay, there's just so many Chris H's that I'm like, what? But yeah, Chris Hardwick. That whole allegation was really funky too, because then it was disproven, like, literally.
Yeah, but he still got everything wrecked.
Yeah, he got everything taken away
and
from
it wasn't
him, like,
even true.
That day.
Yeah,
exactly.
It was like, and it wasn't even a month. It was like a week and, like.
Well, he got everything back already, by the way. Like, he instantly got the shows back and stuff.
But still, dude, you know, like...
He was taken off of Nerdist, like, the website, which fucking sucks, because
that's his website.
That.
I mean, I'm sure that was his call, you know?
Oh, okay, maybe.
I'm sure that was his call. But, like, that is crazy. He did make Nerdist, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I met the girl who did the allegations IRL.
For real?
I have a picture of her with her.
Chloe
Distra, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a cool lady, so I don't know.
She's apparently crazy, and apparently crazy about Hardwick, you know?
Well, I don't know. It's a weird situation, because then, like, I don't know how they disprove that.
They've disproved it by showing him having texts from her after being cool, you know? Like, they were like, hey, she's saying that I did this thing, but then here's the record of her just constantly talking to me after that and trying to get back together and showing that she's crazy, you know? Like,
that was okay.
Yeah, like, I don't know, like, what was alleged was, like, while they were dating that he, like, did something, or, like, maybe while they broke up, but she was just, like, mad that he broke up with her, and then, like, he has text of her, like, harassing him, basically, you know? Like,
right, and the weird part about that, too, is that they had broken up, like, a while before.
Yeah. He's, like, getting married and stuff. Like,
he got married when that happened, and the wife was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, dude. He is loaded, dude. That his wife is a billionaire, dude.
Oh, my God.
She is a fucking princess of princess, dude.
I follow her, too, yeah. Lydia,
yeah.
Whatever.
Hearst. Yeah.
Yeah, Lydia Hearst. Well, is she now Hardwick?
Okay. Yeah. But, you know, Hearst is such a, like, it's like a, her family's so rich that, like, you're like, yeah, you can make my last name a hyphen or something. Yeah. You're like, yeah, dude, it's fine.
Aye.
We live in a castle now.
Good for them. But rough situation.
Yeah, no one should get wrecked like that.
I know.
That's terrible, and that's the weapon of social media. That is the blade that is the internet, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like, hey, look at this piece of shit! And everyone's like, yeah, fuck
and
that
it's
piece
like
of shit! And he's
20
like,
years old.
And you're just like, hold on, what did I do, guys? Why is everyone mad at me all of a sudden? I was just eating a burrito.
Oh, man.
And now my phone says that I am a rapist.
Fucked up.
You're just like, I didn't know that. I was just chilling here.
So, Chris, you gotta be careful when you're on the road.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
You never know who might convict you.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna be a problem. A judge, I didn't...
It won't
she
be a
told
problem.
Me she was 18. Oh, that's so rude. I'm so rude, Julie. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay, so we're like an hour and 16 minutes.
All right.
Do you feel content or do you want to say more?
I don't... It's your podcast. I'm good, you know?
Yeah, I feel like this has been a good, solid podcast. No spooks today.
No spooks.
But Chris doesn't really have spooky stories.
I don't. I'm blind. I'm always terrified. You know, like, you're like...
That's fair.
Every wind I hear is like, is that a ghost? And then I just accept it.
It might be.
So I just, like, go like, hey, what's up, ghost?
Have they ever said hi back?
No. Duh. Never.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're just rude or you're lucky... but yeah, okay. Bye, guys. I guess I'll record another one at some point before I go to New York.
Peace out.
Yeah. Bye, guys.